All right, everyone, back again. And this is keyboard related. I'm responding to Andre Louis's boo, and it was pretty awesome the way he was going through some of his favorite keyboard sounds. And at the time, I hadn't thought of doing this other keyboard I have. It's the Roland XP50, and it's not really mine, but it's here. And I don't really know much about it, but I know enough to get through sounds. And I don't know, I thought I'd show you some of the things I like on it. Starting with the one that I landed on, it's kind of fun. Wait, let me make sure. Okay. Wait, where am I going to be here? Adjusting of the one of the assignable sliders. That's kind of fun, I think. Both do it? Oh, okay, so both sliders bring up that sort of voice quality. So if you bring them both up, it gets pretty loud. So it's actually very kind of noticeable if you start playing like really big chords, like. It gets kind of laggy, but it's a great keyboard. It's I think from 94 or 5. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, I'm pushing the wrong buttons. Some strange stuff. There's one really nice sort of ambient one that I like a lot. If I could find it, it'd be awesome. Stuff. That's fun. What do we do with the sliders here? Ooh, loud. Okay. I believe, by the way, that I'm in the user preset, or the performance mode, rather. So there's lots of stuff going on at one time, which could explain some of that lagginess. I think it's 64 notes of polyphony. It's got aftertouch also. Okay, interesting. Definitely get carried away with some of these things. And sorry, the volume may be a little bit high, but I'm tired of dealing with the too low volume that I've been dealing with because I don't have a compressor and a limiter and all this stuff yet. But I will. Oh. Yeah, I will. Oh, weird aftertouch on that one. Thank you. Fun. Yeah, it's got a little growly stuff when you play hard. Oh, that's a weird one to me. Weird aftertouch. Sorry about the volume. Oh, I'm at the beginning. Oh boy. So I didn't realize. Oh no, I'm hitting the wrong buttons. Oh. Oh, okay. I am at the beginning then. Let's use the jog wheel and. You could tell these are very noisy keys, but they're very light and easy to do crazy stuff with. I mean, you could just zoom all over the keyboard. Let's see. I have to keep leaning over here, away from the microphone. Where is the microphone? There it is. Okay. I should probably have prepared a little more, but I figured this would be fun anyway. Wow, a lot of pianos. Well, the trumpet's pretty good. You know, like a sort of, fun. That jazz guitar that's kind of. It sounds like the jazz guitar, but they end up pairing it with these strings and it sounds kind of nice. Something like that. Oh. There we go. It does a weird little stereo thingy where it's sort of bouncing around. And we don't have the bass steel drums. That's too bad. Interesting. Okay, so I didn't realize that other one that I'm really looking for is in the just the patches or the patch mode. Interesting. Okay. Okay, I must have been in the orchestral stuff. Fun. It's not the one I'm looking for. I think the one I'm looking for had like a fifth thing going on. You know what? Whenever I hear this patch, it reminds me of this. There was a collection of RMI files. I think they were RMI, and they were sort of MIDI, and Windows would play them, but not many things else. And I would pipe them out to another keyboard I was borrowing at the time, and it would play this, had a piano track and drums and bass, and then it would play the melody. And it always sounded nice, except I thought, who would ever sing that high going do? Oh, come on. Oops. There's also a demo disc that came with this keyboard that I have, but I don't know enough, and I need some assistance getting buttons figured out and things to get that to play. That'd be fun to hear what it does. Oh man, come on. Oh, I think this is it. And I was controlling, doing some of the stuff with the sliders and all that. But I do like that one. But there's another one, too, that I feel like I've run into on here that has sort of a trickly, watery sound in the background, which sounds kind of neat. But I don't remember. Okay, that's the one. That is the one. It just, like, I could just play a chord, and it just keeps, like, doing different octaves and bizarre things, and I think that's a pretty cool, and I really need to find out what number that is, because in some of those kinds of sounds, you can lose yourself just playing a chord and playing with the sliders. Fun stuff. Oops, where am I now? I think that's pretty much it with this keyboard. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more, but I haven't found... haven't really found enough. Oh, I think I'm near the end. Oh, yes, that's weird. Okay. Bad, but it's very Roland to me. I remember, you know, in the 90s, that's what Roland sounded like. Interesting. General MIDI now. Yes. Oh, yes. Well, I think I will stop here. I really don't know how much time I have left. I'm using the Zoom H1 to record all of this. So I'm going to stop, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll catch you tomorrow. I think I'm doing two boos today. I have a previous one recorded that I'm going to get out too. Bye-bye.